If you been watching the news when it comes to the stock markets this week, it's been a tough week in the U.S., but the crypto market has been hit very hard. Crypto companies are announcing layoffs. There's been another trading platform, Celsius, that's frozen up. There's lots of questions, lots of people looking for money. Moshe Lander is a senior lecturer in economics, at Concordia University, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Moshe.
Hello.
So I just, as an economist, just a first question. When you see that crypto markets were starting to tank, were you surprised?
No, and I was actually relieved to see it because I think for a long time those markets have disconnected from reality. And so the fact that those prices are coming way down actually signifies that maybe the market's finally getting it, that the business model there is a little weak still.
And what exactly, I guess, I know we've seen this great gaining in popularity, cryptocurrency in general, Bitcoin as well, but we've seen this growing in popularity over the last couple of years. I guess, what has been the draw for people when, you and I have consistently kind of talked about some of the, I guess, pitfalls and risks involved in some of this? Why has it still been so popular?
I think there's an element that's almost driving it on the basis of fear of missing out, right? That when you hear your friends bought Bitcoin at $10,000 and then it's at $50,000, and you just kind of feel like, wait a second, they're not any smarter than me, so let me buy as well. I think that's the type of herd mentality that can drive markets to, remember 20 years ago, the phrase irrational exuberance. And so I think that that was a lot of it. And I think as well that if you go back and think about the way that people talked about the internet in its early days at the end of the last century, it was the same sort of idea that I'm not quite sure how I'm going to use it. I just know that it's going to be important. And so let's shovel money into it and hope that we get in on the ground floor.
That's a famous Simpsons line. Oh, they have the internet on computers now from Homer
Exactly.
Simpson. That idea of crypto kind of currency, as I mentioned, it's been really hot on the markets. But then this week we see, with a little bit of instability, or a big bit of instability, we see the sell-off. We see Celsius actually halt withdrawals on Sunday night. So what does this mean for investors that have had money put into cryptocurrency in the markets in some of these trading platforms?
Well, I mean, when you freeze accounts like that and you limit access to money, all that does is it creates panic across all crypto, right? Because it's almost the same sort of idea that if you could imagine that a Canadian bank were to come along to its customers and say, we're limiting your withdrawals, it's not just going to affect that branch. It's going to affect the entire banking system because everyone's going to say, well, if it can happen there, how do I know that my money is safe over here? And so it's the type of thing that when you see that happen, every one of those cryptos is sitting there saying, oh, great, this is the last thing that we need right now when people are trying to flee for safety and they're viewing crypto as being inherently risky. This type of thing confirms whatever bias there might be that, yep, it's risky, and that's going to cause things to fall even more than they otherwise would need to.
And, one company that I saw, Stablecoin, I'm sure it's not among others as well, or I'm sure it's not alone in that it lost 99% of its value last month. So are we seeing some of these players in the Bitcoin market really start to tank and go under?
Yeah, and again, that's not necessarily a bad thing, right? If crypto has any chance of a future, it does need to rationalize and streamline some of those companies that are out there. The business model inherently is flawed to begin with, and it's still one of those things that it's an idea in search of a long-term platform. But at the end of the day, it's probably not going to be the type of thing where you see dozens of these companies survive. So if some of them are being weeded out right now, that isn't necessarily a bad thing. And hopefully what that means then is that the ones that survive, whatever this route is going to ultimately look like, maybe come back with a little bit more of a sense of what their business model is, a medium to long-term strategy that maybe makes investors want to come back and put money into it.
And do you think part of that strategy, seeing some of the losses that we've seen people have, Quebec's pension plan, for example, do you think that we need to start, I guess, regulating some of these more Bitcoin platforms and other kind of cryptocurrency issues?
No, I'm generally not a huge fan of regulation. I'm a huge fan of disclosure and transparency, and I think usually those will be a nice sort of substitute for regulation. So I think right now what's happening is that we're really not sure what is the business model that's justifying pension plans putting money into it. If it's purely that, they want 80% of their money in something nice and safe, and they want 20% that's a little bit of mad money to chase return, all right, when the market is stable and when the economy is looking semi-decent, that's a good way to go. But when the economy is looking anything but stable these days, people are going to yank their money. And that's going to happen with any high-risk sector. So what you need right now is to just understand, okay, if you want me to bring my money back or if you want pension plans to invest again, you better tell me what exactly is it that you think you're going to be able to do with this money that's being invested.
So it's interesting. It's not the idea that we need to, you know, cut down and regulate these. It's just the information needs to be more plentiful for those who are choosing to put their money into it.
Yeah, and I think that if you took a poll of say, people who have put their money into crypto and then asked them, what is crypto, you're going to get a lot of responses that say, well, I don't know exactly, or I just know that this is the coming thing, right? So, you know, it's the same sort of thing that we saw in the housing market crash in the U.S. when people were taking out these subprime mortgages, yet they didn't know what they were really taking out, right? And so it was when the market turned on them that they realized, I think I might be in trouble at this point. So, again, what was the solution? Part of it was regulation, but a lot of what that regulation was trying to say to customers, you need to know what you're doing with the money that you're borrowing or what it means in terms of having to pay it back. So I think it's the same sort of thing here, that if there's going to be regulation, it should be nothing more than merely saying, you need to be telling your investors what exactly your business plan is, and not just with glossy graphs and pictures that don't really say what's going on.
And if someone, you know, had a chunk of money, let's say, and they did want to invest, they did want to take a risk and try to get some higher returns and go into the cryptocurrency market, I guess, would you have some solid, just kind of, I guess, cautious advice in getting in there without, I guess, putting too much on the line up front and not knowing what you're doing?
I mean, listen, if you're going to do it, then probably names count, right? So again, ask somebody what they know about cryptocurrencies, and probably at the top of the list is Bitcoin, and probably second on the list is, say, Ethereum. So if you've heard of that brand, then there's a good chance that those are the ones that are much more likely to hang around because they already have that brand recognition. So if you can play a long run on this, that you're not looking to just pull your money in the next 6 months, and the fact is, those two firms should probably be around in a couple of years' time, 5 years' time, or at least be part of whatever that market looks like, that you're probably more likely to make a better long-run return than investing in something that you've never heard of that's just touting itself as the next big thing.
And the cryptocurrencies themselves, you know, one of them, the crypto exchange Coinbase, laying off 18% of its employees. They're talking about the future kind of being uncertain at this point. Are we going to go into, a long, prolonged period of inactivity on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency here because of fear, do you think?
Yeah, we're going to see that the economy itself is a little unstable in the next year or 2 years, right, as we work through higher interest rates and probably a recession that's coming. And so this is one of those things that's going to lay dormant for a bit. People don't want to necessarily chase risk at this point, even though that might bring return with it. So when we start to come out on the other side of whatever this economic mess is going to be, that's when people might start to take a look at these riskier sectors again, and that would be one of them. So again, that's why I'm saying that if you want to put your money in now, be prepared to let it sit there for a while. It's not the type of thing that in 6 months is going to resolve itself or bounce back strong the way it looked 6 months ago from now.
Yeah, it's all fascinating stuff. And Moshe, thanks so much for joining us this morning and giving us your thoughts on this.
Anytime.